Good morning, Mick Taubman. I'm a spiteful bastard, you know, and if there's cunts that cross me, I will tend to remember them for fucking decades, you know. And, you know, many years ago, I went and did some night schooling on how to use the Microsoft products that deal with, you know, Microsoft Office with spreadsheets and databases and all that sort of shit. And to be fair, the course itself was pretty good, you know what I mean? It was sort of simple, but it was good, you know? And, well, not simple, but, you know, it was well prepared and all that sort of stuff. And, see, all the women that went along, cordially speaking, they were just clicky, nasty, small-town women who thought the sun shone out their arse, and they were just shit bags of human beings. And so I was nice to them, I was cordial to them, and at the end of the sort of year, when it came to have the little breakup party, what these nasty little fucking, what these nasty bitches did, is that they organised it amongst themselves and they didn't invite me along. And they also went and told the teacher, they invited him along and he declined. And they also told him not to tell me about the breakup party, you know. And so I could get really hurt and traumatised and all this sort of stuff, but the sorts of people that do these sorts of things are usually just nasty fucking cunts. And these bitches are the nasty small town fucking assholes, you know. And yeah, they spend all their time slagging off other people behind their back and being in on the gossip about everybody and everything and being a pack of fucking know-it-alls. And so they were having their end of year breakup part, you know, that what happened at the end of the last class, you know. They were sort of sneaking out in ones and twos, you know what I mean, and they were giving me furtive sideward glances, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, you know. And you know, I thought that was odd, you know. Why are they fucking giving me the sideward looks on there as I sort of strategically sort of sneak out of the room, you know? And, I said, but what they didn't count on was the road between the school and my place went right past the fucking cafe where they're holding their end of year celebrations, you know. And I walked past, and there are all these nasty little cunts sitting around the table in their, you know, little gossipy bloody huddle, you know. And, you know, and I stuck my head in the door, and I forget what I said, but it was probably something along the lines of, you know, you fucking sleazy, nasty assholes, you know. You can shove your, stick your end of year celebration up your ass, you know. And, or up your asses, you know. And, or words to that effect. And I thought about this, and I thought, well, I think I've said this, but, you know, not being included in a group that operates at that sort of a level is not a bad thing. And I think it's more important to be sort of concerned that if you're the sort of person that fits in with a pack of cunts like that, you know? I mean, these women are just fucking shitbags of human beings, you know? And, I had to have some sort of I had to have some sort of dealings with a teacher a little bit later, And I confronted him about this. I said, did they tell you not to tell me? And he goes, oh, well, And I just said, you want to join in with the fucking crowd and participate in the little secret goings on and, where you sort of, get along with fucking people who are absolute cunts and then you want to alienate me and call me, sit around with assholes that are calling me a cunt behind my back. You want to go along and sort of stay the silent treatment and pretend it's not happening? Yeah, fuck you, And that would have been about 20 years ago. And, something like 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And anyway, what I needed is I needed one of these here computer, the USB hub, because I'm just running out of plug holes, And, I looked up to see what Australia Post had. I'd had a look at what was available online to get who from where, and the cost of fuel's going up, and so it's no longer a sort of, it's not a horrendously impossible trip to go from here to say a regional city or something like that. But although the fuel's gone up by a fair whack, from say about $1.30 then to $1.40 then to $1.60 a litre, that's not something you want to be sort of burning up frivolously for no particular fucking benefit, And I thought I could go to one of the regional cities and, pick up someone. I tried the local news agents and no one had the news agencies in the area and no one sort of had anything and, I thought, well, I'll see if there's a computer shop in the area, So I rang this computer shop and a fucking woman answered the phone. And, to show you what it is, if you don't know, but a USB 3 connector has, I think it's 480 megabits per second transfer speed. I think that might be either the maximum or a continuous, transfer rate, either a burst or a fucking, so you got the blue ports there, and then this fucking connector is called a USB-A connector, The modern computers are now coming out with USB connectors, which is the tiny little connectors that sort of plug into your mobile phone and other places, And, so that's what you got to order. So I said to this woman, I said, "G'day, would you have any 4-port USB 3 hubs with a USB-A connector?" If you're working in a computer shop, this is like, saying, "Do you have a fucking refrigerator that plugs into the PowerPoint on the wall?" It's that level of technical sort of sophistication, right? So I say this to the woman, and she says, "All right, I'll just go and have a look." And exactly 10 seconds later, exactly nearly immediately later, the guy says, picks up the phone, and he says, "Oh, g'day, can I help you?" And I said, "Well, what happened to the fuck, and I thought, fuck you, if I'm talking to some, a lot of women are just stupid cunts, And so, that's the sort of, plug the refrigerator into the PowerPoint type question, And I said, "What happened to the woman I was fucking talking to?" And he says, "Oh, she wasn't sure, what you wanted." And I'm thinking, I didn't hear her talk to him about anything in the background. And he's just grabbed the phone. And I thought, so that means because of what he's done, because of what this woman did and what he's done, I have to fucking repeat myself twice. So I say to him, I said, well, you know, I'm going to have to now repeat everything that I said to her, to you, again. And it's not a fucking difficult issue to understand. What I'm after is a USB 3 4-port hub with a USB-A connector. You know? And he goes, yes, we've got them in stock. I said, what brand and how much? And he goes, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, well, the price seemed to be about the going rate. It's not terribly expensive, but it's not terribly fucking brilliant. It's not awful, but it's not fucking, you know, it's a sort of going rate, you know? You know, and I immediately remembered this guy's voice, and I thought, that's that fucking lying asshole cunt of a teacher, you know? And I thought, he gets along with women who are fucking idiots and assholes. He's got a fucking idiot and asshole on the payroll, and he's a retarded cunt, you know, jumping in on the phone call, you know, like, this is like a fucking fairly retarded sort of base level sort of computer shop sort of question, you know? And he jumps in on that and says that she didn't know, she wasn't sure what it was I was after, when I didn't hear her say anything to him in the background, and he's just fucking grabbed control of the fucking phone, you know. And I said to myself, oh yeah, okay, thanks a lot, you know, and just hung up. And I mentally calculated the drive over there, you know, the cost of the fuel and all this sort of stuff, and I thought, well, if I, you know, get some other things as well, it makes it worth, you know, it's not going to be, the courier's not expensive, you know, because the distances in country Victoria are fucking sort of, it's a long way to sort of anywhere, you know? And so I rang up the shop in a regional city. I ordered a computer, a 4-port USB 3 hub with an A-type connector on it, and I also bought a flasher can for the car, because I'm now running LED type blinkers, you know, and without a load on the fucking flasher unit, it just flashes very, very fast, and that sort of attracts attention, you know, that there's something wrong, and I think, well, I just don't need the attention, so we'll get that fixed, you know, get the proper part in it, and then rang the couriers, or paid for this shit online, and then rang the couriers, and got it organised, and that's how you get revenge on fucking cunts like him, by not fucking hiring the fucking arsehole, you know? You know? If it's true that she did sort of whisper to him in the ear, going, "Oh, I don't know what he wants. Oh, I'm not sure, you know." Well, I didn't hear it, but she may have just whispered it really quietly in his ear. And you know, what's he doing having a fucking woman who's that fucking stupid on the payroll? It's like working in a white goods shop and saying you work there for 10 years or some shit, and then turning around and saying, oh, I don't know how to plug the fucking fridge in. You know, how do we do that? Oh, you know, like, fuck me, you know. So, yeah, it just felt... it would have cost... No, I don't know. It would have cost about $20 in fuel to go over there, you know, probably. And it's going to cost $10 for the courier. So, you know, I don't waste my time and money going to see this cunt. And the courier gets the job, you know. And the other service providers who don't fuck me around and who don't lie to me and who don't participate, you know, in life with other fucking retarded cunts, you know, they get the business. You know, the people who are solid people, not fucking retarded assholes, you know. So, you know, retarded assholes and their retarded off fucking siders, you know. So that's really good. Yeah, you know, and because if I take a genuine disliking to someone, it's usually because there's some pretty solid fucking reasons behind it, you know. And dishonesty is one of them. You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, minor fucking issues. I'm talking about, you know, if that's the sort of cunt you are and that's the sort of stuff you're prepared to do, then, you know, to, in order to get along with fucking shitheads, then, you know, you don't, I don't do business with you. So there you go, a lesson, the lessons of life. Thank you, MGTOW men.